This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden says he's accomplished the goals he set out at the NATO summit in Lithuania. Biden told reporters yesterday that it will be some time before Ukraine becomes a member of NATO, but added Ukrainian President Zelensky understands he has the support of the United States and its allies. The Chicago area is feeling the effects of multiple tornadoes that touched down last night. Forecasters urge residents to seek shelter after a large and extremely dangerous tornado was spotted in Cook County. Damage has been reported throughout the region. Hundreds of flights were canceled and ground stops were ordered at both O'Hare International and Chicago Midway International Airports. A reenactment of the deadly mass shooting in Parkland, Florida could take place within the next month. A Broward County judge approved a motion to allow two reenactments of when a gunman opened fire in Douglas High School in 2018, killing 17 people and injuring 17 others. The request was filed by four families of the victims and a survivor. Iowa's new abortion ban is facing legal challenges. Abortion providers and the ACLU of Iowa have filed a lawsuit to stop the legislation, which would ban most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Governor Reynolds is set to sign the bill tomorrow. The Federal Trade Commission is going to appeal a court decision to allow Microsoft to acquire video gaming giant Activision Blizzard. The FTC filed a notice of appeal last night with the U.S. District Court in San Francisco, California. That followed a federal judge this week denying the FTC's request for an injunction to put a temporary hold on Microsoft's $69 billion merger with Activision Blizzard. 38-year-old LeBron James is confirming that he will return to the Los Angeles Lakers basketball team next year. We are USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
It's anchors away for America's oldest craft brewery.
After being in operation for 127 years, Anchor Brewing has made the decision to close its doors. The San Francisco-based company, faced with declining sales since 2016, has announced its plans to halt operations and initiate the liquidation of its business. Among the contributing factors leading to this outcome, Anchor Brewing has cited challenges in its supply chain and the mounting costs associated with business. Additionally, the acquisition of Anchor Brewing by Sapporo, the Japanese beer company, in 2017 may have played a role in the decision. Employees who recently spoke with VinePair have voiced concerns about Sapporo's mismanagement of the company and their failure to grasp the intricacies of the craft beer market in the United States. I'm John Schaefer.
Reports are coming out that hackers based in China breached U.S. government email accounts.
CNN reports that hackers breached two executive branch agencies, including the State Department. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller would not comment on who may have carried out the hack, but said anomalous activity was detected last month. He said steps were taken to secure State Department systems and an investigation is underway. Hackers also reportedly targeted an agency on Capitol Hill, but it's not clear if they were successful. The hacking effort began in mid-May. I'm Mark Neufield.
From Dungeons and Dragons to Aquaman, embrace your geekness, as today it's officially Embrace Your Geekness Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop and see what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on.
You know, I heard this, but I'm not sure it's true, so take it for what it's worth. I'm told that after Christopher Wray's hearing that went on for hours there with the Oversight Committee, they threw water on the chair, and it's still smoking. So that gives you an idea of what it was like for Christopher Wray, because he had lots of questions thrown out, lots of answers. Of course, we seem to have gotten the same answer, which was the FBI's version of the Fifth. You know, because we didn't get answers to questions I thought were pretty academic. Grover Norquist is with us. He's the Americans for Tax Reform president. Grover, how are we doing?
We're doing reasonably well. It's awfully helpful that we have a Republican-controlled House, so that there actually is some introspection on what the government does. Unfortunately, the establishment press doesn't ask hard questions of government. They take press releases from the FBI and then print them.
Exactly.
From the government. They consider it, oh, we're investigative journalists. When the government wants you to report something, instead of holding a press conference, they fax it to you and say, don't tell anyone where you got it. Then you think you're being a journalist, and you're just being told what to print. And they trade. People in the government give information to the press, which is a value, because if I'm at ABC and I get a story before CBS, then I'm a great reporter and I get paid more. So they are giving, when somebody gives a leak to a reporter on, you know, standard business issues stuff, they are giving that person something of monetary value.
There's an advantage, clearly. Right.
Yeah. And they get back newspaper articles about how swell they are during the Reagan years. People who leaked to the press against the president, but in favor of sort of the permanent government's position of life, they would get nice stories about how pragmatic they were. Well, how do they know how pragmatic they are? Well, because they've leaked, you know, who said what at meetings and so on.
Who told you that? Yeah, exactly.
It is as if they were passing cash back and forth.
Well, it is, Grover. It's quid pro quo, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, this is the way the exchange. I mean, this is what cracked me up about Nancy Pelosi when she brought that up, you know, about President Trump. You know, you're the queen of quid pro quo. What, are you kidding me? I mean, this is the way this whole thing operates and what you're saying. I mean, it's no wonder people are losing trust and faith in the print media and the mainstream media, because they're not very curious. Because even after all this was said and done and all these hours and the questions, and clearly Ray was protecting himself, he knew that he could go outside and that the media would protect him and that nobody was going to be curious enough to do any follow-up answers or question him. I mean, and you go to the obvious, MSNBC, CNN, and that, and you listen, you go, wait a minute, were you watching the same interview, the same hearing that I was watching? What are you talking about?
Well, this is why they know they... People ask, why does Biden get up and say Bidenomics is a success? Because CBS, NBC, ABC, PBS, the government's own PR firm, gets up and they'll repeat. Biden says it's a great success. And then they'll have to go interview somebody who thinks it's a great success. And then maybe someone who says, well, I don't know. Well, and the Republicans are carping over here. What do they have to say?
Right, exactly.
And they will... So, when something, some truth they do not like has to be shared because it's too obvious, the word is getting out, they will phrase it in, you know, Republicans attack by saying,
of course.
How about Republicans expose problems by saying that Republicans tell the truth by saying that Republicans attack? And you read the Washington, I read the Washington Post every day, or at least the headlines. And the headlines only make sense if it says, you know, this is what happened, comma, the liberals want you to believe. And half of the front page yesterday was advice to the modern Democratic Party on what to do. You know, some say the government should do that. Some say Biden should do this. Some, what does that mean, some? You pick three people at random. That's them editorializing by pretending to interview people, because if you select... who you're interviewing, you could get anything in the headline.
That's what it's come down to, pretend journalism, isn't it? You know, fake, pretend, whatever it is. I mean, it's not the truth. And when are we going to finally have enough of this deal with, you know, PBS? Why, you know, the people should not be paying for PBS. You know, the DNC should pay for PBS, right? All in favor? Any objection to this?
How upset... Public broadcast. Public broadcast means government, by the way. Like public schools mean government-run schools.
Right.
Public Broadcasting Corporation, which was put forward by like the Ford Foundation. They set up, they paid for sort of the independent nonprofit thing, and then they said, "See, the government should fund it." So instead of funding it themselves, if they wanted to, they started it up, and then they turned around and said, "You know." Let's offload this on the government. They'll say what we want them to say. It's not like the Ford Foundation lost control of the message.
Right, exactly.
That way.
Yeah, why should we pay for something we don't have to, right?
Right. Elon Musk at Twitter put a notice on PBS's tweet that says funded by the government, which is true. Okay.
Yeah.
And they had a hissy fit.
It went nuts, I know.
Say that. Yeah. It was true.
How dare you say the truth?
They should have had to put that disclaimer on all their newspapers, all their reports, because in the same way that, you know, some news company that was also owned by General Motors should probably tell you they're owned by General Motors when they're reporting on the auto industry.
Right.
But if you're owned by the government, you know, you think you should have to admit that.
Well, and what you'd laid out earlier, and I think there's probably some heads that are starting to get bruised a little bit here, Grover, and I'm talking about reasonable people who thought they were reasonable, and the way you laid out is exactly what happens in with the Beltway, with the way it operates, how leaks are put out there, the quid pro quo of journalism. We're, you know, the days of classic journalists, when you and I grew up, those are gone. I mean, it's no wonder that AI could probably easily replace the journalistic squad that's out there right now, with few exceptions. You know, I'll leave it open with few exceptions. There's some exceptional journalists, but by and large, I'd say probably 90% of those out there, you know, bring in AI. Why not?
That we kind of have that. If AI is just going to tell you generally what everybody already thinks back, we have that from the establishment. It's a question of what they think, not what the American people think.
Well, yeah, what they're doing. I mean, they're basically, they're corralling your mind into a thought channel, into a chamber, so that everybody speaks the same talking points. This is what drives me nuts sometimes with some of my friends. I go, do you realize what I do for a living? You know, I kind of research this stuff, and you're just spouting back talking points that come from one side of the political spectrum. I think that lacks intellect. I'm sorry. I don't mean to insult you, but if we're going to have some time together, let's do it at a higher level. Because I got better things to do to expend, you know, my emotions on. Just saying. We got to go to break. More from Grover after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey, it's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. Grover Norquist continues with us, the Americans for Tax Reform president. Now, you're at Freedom Fest, right, still?
Yep.
So how's it going? What's the latest there and the buzz at Freedom Fest?
Yeah, well, I'm at Freedom Fest, which is an annual free market convention, a couple thousand people. Very fun. Steve Forbes always comes and presents. Well, there's a lot of talk about the failure of Bidenomics, the concerns about the damage inflation has done. Inflation ran up as high as 8%+. Now it's evidently coming down on an annualized basis. And the president wants to act as though, please look at the last 2 years. It was 8, now it's down to 5 or something. And put like the inflation of the 3 years of Biden has made everything, every dollar you own, about 15% less valuable when you add it up. It's not like when inflation goes down, things are better and it fixes the problem. Things are still getting worse, just not as quickly as they were before. An inflation rate above zero means every dollar in your pocket, every dollar in the bank, every dollar in your paycheck is worth less.
Yes, exactly.
And if it's 1 or 2%, but your pay increases are 3 or 4, you know, you're gaining. The average American has lost income, is paid less in real dollars today because Biden's inflation has been higher than your pay increases. And when they say, well, you know, in the next couple of years, inflation may, you know, stay down at 3%. It might, but you're not going to get the pay increases you think you did because of the damage he's done to the cost of energy, the regulatory burdens that he's been putting on people. It's a real problem.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, they're saying the average household is, I don't know, it's costing them an extra $7,000-$8,000 a year, Grover. So, you know, that wiped out any pay increase that people got. I mean, first it was like, oh, here you get this wage increase, and then right behind it, here comes inflation like a tsunami. And of course, the other thing that's quite interesting, just like the name Brandon, you know, Joe Biden thought Brandon, you know, oh, great, they're yelling for me. You know, they love me, Brandon, you know, yeah, Brandon. You know, no, it's kind of like a pejorative there, Mr. President. And Bidenomics is the same thing. And they kind of threw it out there. And his staff kind of picked up on it, thought, well, this is cute. It's like going to be like Obamacare. Yeah, but, you know, this is a hot mess because even his acolytes in the mainstream media are having a hard time, you know, selling this stinky fish.
Well, and they haven't even focused on what he wants to do that he hasn't done yet. His budget for this coming year includes taking the taxes on business higher to those in China. So when American businessmen try and sell products in the world, they start behind the 8. They would. But not
exactly.
The Republican tax cuts took it to 21%. China's at 25%. Biden wants to take it to over 30% when you count state and local taxes, which would make us not competitive with China on taxes. So how do you compete with China if your taxes are higher? Lower wages. That's
exactly.
How you compete.
Right.
We want to compete on less expensive government, less expensive regulations, less expensive litigation, all the trialers, less expensive taxation. The Democrats want more taxation, more lawsuits and litigation, more regulation, and what's left to compete on? Lower wages.
Yeah, because that gives them power and control, and that's what this is all about. This is what's driving that element. I mean, the thing that's so crazy about this, Grover, we learned this for 8 horrendous years under Obama Biden. This is what they did. I mean, we had the longest running recession that we ever had. We should have been out of it in 12 months. I think it was like 18, maybe longer, maybe over 20 months, because they thought they could fix it. I mean, it's like, oh, please. And so now we've got more of the same, but it just seems worse. And what makes it worse is we've been here. We've gone through this before. These Democratic policies are killing the middle class. They're killing business. They're chasing manufacturing at a time when we need manufacturing home. Last time, I mean, even our president, you talk about leaking sensitive information. He tells the world that we're running low on ammunition. I mean, how is that not a breach of trust and a violation of national security principles? But, you know, we're running low on ammunition and we're sending our manufacturers and doing, you know, and relying on businesses outside of the country because they're going, I can't make a profit in America. For a while, they were coming back under Trump because Trump made it advantageous because business will go where it's welcomed and it's invited. And Joe Biden is doing anything but welcoming and anything but inviting businesses to stay here and to enjoy a thriving and robust experience in the land of the free.
This is a very serious problem for the United States. We can't keep having these failed policies. And we can go back in history. We should have learned this a while ago. 1921, there was a recession. It was steeper than the recession that hit in 1929, 1930, the Great Recession, the Great Depression. What happened was the government cut spending. They didn't regulate. They didn't tax. And within 18 months, that 1921 recession was gone. And we had the roaring 20s that followed.
Right.
Then you had another recession, the drop in the stock market. And what did they do? They took the tax. This is Herbert Hoover. Took the income tax up to 75%, put all sorts of regulations in, put all sorts of tariffs on, all of which. And then FDR came, and FDR didn't do anything new that Hoover hadn't done. He just did more of it.
Right.
And so we had the Great Depression last for, well, somewhere between 10 and 15 years, depending on, you know, if you count World War II. It's, gee, everyone's employed. Well, yes, but not real jobs. I mean, they're not producing anything. We're building things and blowing them up. That's not, it's not like building houses or cars that are there for people. And the government, when it tries to fix a recession, lengthens it. And you made the point that Obama did that prior to the Great Depression, the lengthiest recovery was Obama's, because he spent all that money to quote unquote fix it.
Yeah. Supposedly shovel ready jobs, which he laughed about afterwards, right? I mean, and this is the thing that drives me nuts, Grover. They spend a lot of money. They hurt a lot of people along the way because jobs were lost, their manipulation. I mean, to this day, I go nuts anytime somebody mentions Solyndra. I mean, that's like, you remember the Three Stooges had this deal about Niagara Falls? Every time they would hear Niagara Falls, that's to me, when I hear Solyndra, that's like the Three Stooges, that's the version there. Because Obama manipulated and thought that they could do something. And I mean, here's people that have never signed, you know, the front of a paycheck. They only signed the peck, right? And they're going to be the engineers of business. And so what do? They give half $1 billion to invest of the people's money into Solyndra, right? Half a billion.
Yep.
And then right on the heels of that, he makes a deal with the Chinese to come in and underbid the panels, which I think Solyndra, their model was somewhere around, I think, 150, 160, something like that. And the Chinese come in and they underbid and kill Solyndra because they start selling panels for a buck and a quarter. I mean, wait a minute, what is wrong with this picture? You just annihilated the investment of the American people. And I don't know, I don't know that the American people, I mean, it's almost like you want to say, Grover, really, are you that stupid? That you keep electing these people into office. They're reckless and incompetent.
It's when you spend your own money in anticipation of creating more. When the government does this, it's just spending and they don't expect to see it again.
Right. Well, because they have there's other reasons. I mean, you're paying off political debts, you're buying votes. I mean, it's the same thing with what, you know, Biden did with the tuition fiasco. Telling these young people, oh, we're going to, you know, absorb, we're going to wipe out your debt, you know, $10,000, $20,000, you know, give me your vote. He bought their votes, and now they're all ticked off because it's not happening. Well, did you really believe him that he was going to be able to follow up? When has he ever followed up on a promise?
It's been a while.
Yeah, I just can't, you know, you just try to track it, because if you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done. And we've got enough experience and background to know better. Grover Norquist is the Americans for Tax Reform president. We know what he's going to do because he always does good things for us. Thank you, Grover.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot,
you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or, worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
USA News Update. NATO will never waver in its support of Ukraine as the country defends itself from Russia's invasion.
That's what President Biden declared in a speech wrapping up a two-day NATO summit in Lithuania. The president called out Russian President Vladimir Putin by name, saying Putin wrongly believed NATO would break apart when he launched his invasion. Biden said the alliance is now stronger and more energized than ever with the recent addition of Finland and imminent membership of Sweden. Biden earlier on Wednesday held a bilateral meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Federal Trade Commission is going to appeal a court decision to allow Microsoft to acquire video gaming giant Activision Blizzard. The FTC filed a notice of appeal last night with the U.S. District Court in San Francisco, California. That followed a federal judge this week denying the FTC's request for an injunction to put a temporary hold on Microsoft's $69 billion merger with Activision Blizzard. Lance Pry, USA News.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Chris Faddis is going to be joining us in just a moment. He is the president of the Solidarity Health Share, and he's condemning Biden's HHS for rescinding 4.5 million in Title 10 grants from the Oklahoma State Department of Health after the state chose not to spend the money on abortions. Chris, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, you wrote an op-ed about this. I mean, this is how manipulative that our government has become. You shall do what they want you to do. If not, we have ways to punish you, right?
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be their modus operandi for sure. I mean, they awarded this grant to the state of Oklahoma for these healthcare services, $4.5 million. And then they said, oh, wait a minute. Are you going to use this for abortion and, you know, these other services? And they said, no, we're not. We're using it for these things, which are what the grant is for. Mm-hmm. And HHS said, okay, never mind. We're not giving you the grant. So this is their way to try to use the administrative power of their the administration and the regulations mm-hmm. to go after people who don't agree with them.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing that's ironic increasingly about this whole deal is the government wouldn't have got the money, you know, to offer to the state of Oklahoma if Oklahoma hadn't given the money to begin with. So all they're getting is exactly. the money they put into the bank to begin with. And right. I mean, this is like insane. I mean, what's going to happen? Because this is all coming to a head, Chris, because what you got the red states, you got the blue states. You know, the blue states, they're happy to comport with all this stuff and the manipulation and the government forcing them into this thinking. And meanwhile, the residents of said blue states are going, what is wrong with this madness? I'm getting out of here. And this is why they're moving out and moving, you know, we can see the data and you just see all the blue states are emptying out. And the red states are, you know, they're starting to hemorrhage with people. And, you know, because they themselves are realizing what is the consequence of this kind of manipulation from this government, which, you know, according to our Constitution, it was never designed for this. I mean, this is how far out of control this is.
And hopefully we get enough people in red states, or, you know, enough people understanding what's being done and how they're being manipulated, that they finally say, had enough, and let's get control of this government once again, because as by its design, it is a government of, for, by, we the people, not the elites. So you've got the, you know, the maniacs running the palace here, and we got to get rid of the maniacs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, you've got a situation here where you have contaminated. There's two violations of federal law in this very action, and it also violates the state law, which is violating the state's rights. The state of Oklahoma says abortion is not health care, and you cannot use government funds for health care. So,
right.
So the Biden administration knew what they were doing when they did this, right? And so you have this time here where we have to hold our ground as the people, right? And make sure that we are protecting our families, because this government intrusion isn't going to stop. The Biden administration has made it clear. When they do not have the constitutional authority to do so, they are going to try to enforce their policy.
And exactly.
Their strategy must be that they're going to get, you know, if I hit 1,000, and maybe I'll lose 900 legal cases on these things, but I'll get 100 wins, and that'll get me more ground. I mean, that's the only thing I can think.
Well, that's what they've done. Chris, that's been the process. It's the way progressives do. They keep progressing, you know, one inch at a time. And they're not counting up the losses, you know, because they live another day. They just keep on coming back. It is a force that unless you lop off its head, you know, like the cockroaches and that, they grow another head and they come back. And this is what happens. They are relentless. You got to hand it to them. But you also understand that if you're going up against them, you have to be equally relentless, if not more so, because it doesn't stop here. Now, the next thing is that, oh, yeah, we've got some more money to give you. But, you know, are you going to give puberty blockers to the kids? You know, are you going to use this money to transform these children and give them transgender surgeries? Right.
Right. Yeah,
you know that's coming.
That's the other side of it. Absolutely, they've already made it clear. I mean, the Affordable Care Act. I'm sorry, the HHS Section 1557 proposed regulations says they will go after hospitals and medical providers who do not provide those kind of services, and they've gone further to say that they're going to strip Medicaid funding from healthcare facilities who do not provide those services. Now, they're going to have a hard time doing it legally, but they are certainly going to try. And that is something that's not only, it's not just coming down the pike. They've already given us the playbook. They've already told us what they're doing. And we've got to be ready for it, because the reality is that they're going to try to shut down. Think about all of the faith-based hospitals around the country that provide a large amount of the medical care, you know, Catholic hospitals, Lutheran hospitals. What's going to happen to those hospitals if the government does actually enforce these rules, and now we can't serve people, you know, on Medicare in a hospital system that, you know, serves 400,000 people, you're going to strip that from them? Well, where are those people going to get medical care?
Exactly. Well, Chris, and the thing that happens here, just like you said, you know, the Constitution be damned. They don't care about it. And, you know, go ahead and, you know, take it to court. Well, meanwhile, the damage is done, and you got these hospitals that are, you know, they're budgeting for that money. And that money's delayed. This is going to, you know, challenge their services. It's in a sense, it's kind of a modern form of siege work against these hospitals and these other businesses that Regulation Nation, you know, on high says these are the dictates and you must comport. If not, you're going to suffer. And you can go to court, but, you know, we know the process and what happens. And depending where you, and how you navigate through the court system, if you can get a bit of a stay, you know, so that you can, you know, continue on with business. Otherwise, I mean, this is nasty. This is really nasty stuff, Chris, that the government is doing. And again, we need to understand what government is doing this. This is being done by Democrats. These are Democratic policies. We're not talking, you know, I try to stay away from the partisan stuff. Because I know people, it riles them up. But you've got to appreciate where this is coming from and what the source of all this craziness is and what it's going to mean to you and your family down the road. Right now, maybe you don't need the services. But what happens when you do, like the people who needed the services and were caught in the crunch during COVID, right? They had no choice.
Right. Right. Yeah, you know, you've got to recognize, I mean, there is no doubt this administration Democrats, and they're doing this at the state level too. They're pushing these policies, putting in executive orders, putting in regulatory orders, in all various ways in order to get their agenda done. And there is no doubt where it's coming from. I mean, there's no hidden agenda here that we're trying to point it at the Democrats. It's just very clear that they're the ones pushing this. And I think, one of the things that is very important, Bill, is thinking about how we as families, what do we do? Okay, so we've got to protect our red states, and I'm from Arizona. So we, of course, we have all the benefit of the people moving here from California, which was great for our economy, but really bad for our politics, right?
Right,
and so,
right. Hey, we say the same thing here in Florida, for the people coming from New York, go, okay, welcome to Florida, but leave your politics at the border.
Yeah.
We don't need that. The reason you're running out of there is because you guys messed up the state. We don't need you to come down here and mess up Florida.
Exactly. We have a don't California or Arizona bumper sticker around here.
I love it. That's great.
Cool.
That's great.
But you also have to think about your own family. Like, what are you and I going to do to make sure our families are protected from this overreach? And, that's one of the reasons why we started Solidarity HealthShare and why we look at alternatives to the system, because you've got to look at, I need to opt my family out of this madness that is happening and make sure that I'm going to protect our consciences, make sure our dollars are not going to go to these things, and also make sure my family, my wife and kids are going to get the medical care they need, not the medical care the left wants them to have, right? And that is an important thing we've got to think about. What are the ways we can step away from the system, fight this at our family level, at our state level, and make sure that we're protecting the American values we all uphold.
Exactly. Well, Chris is head of one of the leading health-sharing ministries in the country. And, Chris, where can the people go for more information? Because there's no doubt, health-sharing is, it continues to grow in popularity because it works, right?
Yeah, it works, and it's Christians helping Christians. It's a beautiful thing. Visit us at solidarityhealthshare.org to learn more.
Chris Faddis, thank you for being with us. Take care. Have a great day. God bless. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
You got it.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Ted Baer is with us now, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted, how are we doing?
Well, I'm doing well because, you know, when it's Wednesday and I'm talking to you, then there's a breath of fresh air. It's
wonderful. Oh, you're so lovely. You just know how to make me feel good. You always, you're an evangelist of sorts, you know, and a prophet. Because you know exactly what to do, and that's part of the mantle of both a prophet and an evangelist. And so I always appreciate our time together as well. I know our audience appreciates your wisdom and insight. And I got your release warning earlier in the week about Barbie, and and I've been hearing a lot of not so good things about this movie.
Well, there's a tremendous number of people who've already decided to go to Barbie. That's why, you know, I'm hoping we're talking about it, because I guess there's been thousands of tickets, according to AMC Theaters, thousands of tickets. So, and everybody that gets feedback to me says, oh, I was going to take my granddaughter to Barbie. I was going to take my daughter to Barbie. But, you know, if you're a Christian, you may not want to do that. I mean, Barbie, one of the actors, the trans actor, this is candy with a little bit of poison. They're telling you candy with poison.
Only a little bit, huh?
And another actor said, this is going to change the whole gender conversation forever. You know, we've won the battle. They all think they've won the battle now that they've taken over Barbie. But in the movie, the trans Barbie, that means a man playing Barbie, Doctor is the main character, and he appears throughout the movie. I mean, we've had little trans characters in other movies, just in, you know, minor roles, but this is the whole main character. And little girls, when they are shown their baby dolls, they smack them and beat their heads in and say, girls don't have to be mothers anymore. I don't, you know, I've got 17 grandchildren, and most of them are granddaughters. I don't want them to be smacking, you know, I just had a new baby yesterday, by the way.
Well, congratulations. That's great. Oh, wow.
Yeah, my daughter had my 16th, so, you know, you don't want his two sisters beating him up. And you know, and another thing, it's totally, Barbie is totally anti-male. They say Barbieville is good because they removed all the men, and they hate Ken. Barbie hates Ken, and Ken is the villain. So, you know, I mean, what more could you want from a movie to take your kids to? Just heavy duty propaganda garbage. You know, this.
Well, and the reporting, you know, Rotten Tomatoes, InStyle. I mean, they're celebrating this, and it's like, whoa. I mean, here, you know, this is really against the majority of the culture. I mean, you got young girls that grew up with Barbie, and you know, the values that it represented, and now it's taking a hard turn left here. And this is going to create and add more to the confusion. It's not going to be helpful whatsoever.
No, it's a frontal attack. They think they've won the battle. We saw the movie on Sunday, so we've actually seen the movie. We're not allowed to put a review out until 2 days before, which is next week. But, you know, be careful. Don't go to Barbie, please.
You know, yes.
That's all I can say.
Yeah, you got better places to invest your money. That's for sure. Let's talk about Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning. What'd you think?
Well, it's got the best reviews of any movie out. And, you know, Indiana Jones was good, too, by the way. So, you know, it didn't have any bad stuff in it except for action and action violence. But Indiana, Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise, of course, returns as Ethan Hunt. How can he keep doing this? I mean, this is very strange. How old is he?
He's ageless. I don't know. I think he got Dick Clark's gene. I think Dick Clark, you know, dumped his gene on him or something. I don't know. But, you know, because Dick Clark was ageless forever, remember?
can't they try to get somebody younger? But anyway, he's terrific in the movie. He does stunts that everybody says are impossible. Just like Indiana Jones, you know, one of the stunts of the train going off a bridge that's been blown up and he has to survive. And another one is him going off a mountain and everybody thinks he's killed. But, you know, it makes me laugh because I do these reviews on radio with you and then I do them for the Movie Guide audience and I do them for a couple of other people. And how many movies now are a cross-shaped key? The key is in two parts. The haves operate in artificial intelligence that's going to take over the world. The spy agency that Ethan, you know, Impossible Mission Agency, wants the code so that they can keep it safe. Ethan thinks they won't do that, so he wants the code to destroy it. Everybody wants to get Ethan and stop him. Everybody wants to get the keys. You know, it's literally a fun action movie that's four stars and
well, that's great.
Of course it's got action but it's got a lot of Christian content. The key is in shape of cross. There's mentions of Christ. There's, you know, a lot of biblical moral content and but it's for adults. Please remember it's for adults. You don't want anybody else jumping off a train as it goes off a bridge.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, we don't, you know, this is not something you do at home. You know, you mentioned Indiana Jones. Interesting, you know, that Sound of Freedom out box office, you know, last week, you know, Indiana Jones, which was a pleasant surprise. And on top of that, they earned an A-plus rating.
Yeah, and they got a, you know, they're good friends of mine. We've done a lot of publicity for them. And as you know, we reach 89 million people a month. So we're hoping that we had some influence on them. Everybody there we've known for years, and I'm happy they did it. I think it's a wonderful movie. There's a lot of, you know, I teach how to succeed in Hollywood. Every class I've got somebody wants to make a movie on sex trafficking. There's usually two or three Christian movies on sex trafficking every year. They just happened to give it the storyline and the, and Tim Ballard came into my office a couple of years ago trying to get it.
Oh, well.
So they made a good story about it, a good yarn.
Yeah.
And it's very exciting. And it's, you know, it's well-paced. It's a well-made movie. I congratulate Alejandro and Eduardo and Sybil Robson, who I've known for years, and John Wolfington, and Eustace is one of my best friends. So I can spend the rest of the program thanking everybody who's involved.
Yeah, and they didn't give you an Oscar, but you still thank them. It's okay. But we'll thank the Academy because you're deserving of it. And let's talk about the Miracle Club.
Well, the Miracle Club is a heart-rending. I wish it wasn't, you know, a caution because it's a strong caution because of some. But it's a group of elderly women in Ireland who want to go to the town of Lourdes. Now, neither you and I are Catholic, I think, but you know, Lourdes. I've been to Lourdes twice. I didn't have some radical miracle at Lourdes, and I didn't go for a miracle. I just thought it would be interesting. But these Irish Catholic women want to go to Lourdes. And then one, a daughter of a of another woman who had died comes back, and she was disliked by everybody because, you know, I can't tell you the plot point because it'll expose the plot. So they go to Lourdes to have a miracle of healing, and, well, I shouldn't give you the ending, but there is a miracle, but it's not the miracle that they expect. It's a really very good movie with great acting by great actors like Maggie Smith, who I've always loved.
Oh, wow.
So if you like a heart-rending movie, this is probably for my age group. This is a good movie.
Well, exactly. Nothing wrong with that. You know, we were talking earlier about child sex trafficking and a movie guide. You've got an interview with Mel Gibson, and he's calling for an end to child sex trafficking.
Yeah, Mel is a good guy, and he we've known him for years. And he's gone through a lot of pain and suffering, but he makes a good point. He did the interview over at Kappa Studios, which when they were starting out, we were helping him. He's very clear. And one of the most disturbing problems in the world today, he says, is human trafficking. It's true. There are more people in, you know, sex slavery industry than there were in slavery. That doesn't make slavery less bad, but it just means that today we have a tremendously, and, you know, I've written on this for years, culture-wise family, media-wise family. I did research. We had 60 professors come together when I was head of the TV department, City University of New York. All this information is the media. 31% of the people have a propensity toward sex. 7% of the people have a propensity toward violence. Yeah. So the kids that go in who have a propensity toward violence want to go out of a violent movie and hit somebody. And a person who has a propensity toward sex wants to go out and replicate the sex. And we've just fed those propensities.
Exactly.
Fed the weaknesses. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to call it sin, but we can't call it sin anymore. So now we call it propensity in the psychological world because sin doesn't exist. But people, you know, have soft points, and the devil, I mentioned the devil, he knows where those are. So this is created the sex slave. Mm-hmm. The sex slave industry wouldn't exist if we weren't feeding them all the sexual material, including Barbie. So don't take it.
Because you're talking about being a consumer. If you're a consumer for Barbie-type movies, they're going to give you more of that. And the same thing with sex trafficking. You know, and I was shocked in the movie to understand. And I've been studying this, been reporting on this, like you, Ted, for decades. And to realize that America is number one in sex trafficking. You know, this is where I've said to the audience before, you know, we're a big part of the problem. You know, it wouldn't come here if we didn't consume it. We keep praying and we keep talking about it, Ted, and educating the audience so that they are aware. He's the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted Baer has been with us. Thank you, Ted. Appreciate it. Take care. God bless.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com. No other.